Ready to go?
Yep.
Okay, this is me, the category. My name is Ken from Long Beach, California.
Oh,
tell me how long the chorus has been active in contest.
Well, I've only been with the chorus for 3 years.
Okay.
They've been competing for
a long time.
A long time.
Okay. How long have you been with
them? I've been with the chorus for 3 years also.
Okay. All right. Good enough. Fair enough. I'm going to talk about some vocal things and some musical things, and if I do mention a word that you don't understand, I want you to ask so that we get some good definition about what it is that needs to be fixed in the chorus. Score is generally very good, 70, 72, and 70, 70. So there's some solid mid-level B stuff happening all the way. Saying, if I had my way in Sweet Georgia Brown, great barbershop stuff, so that's not an issue. At the very beginning of If I Had My Way, at the intro, we have a concept in barbershop called core in the sound. Core in the sound deals with good visceral support, nice, tall, stacked, open, resonant singing from the gut to the top of the head. Mm-hmm. Okay? And when that's focused in a proper vocal manner, we call that core. The biggest problem with the intro right now is that the tenor section is not singing to the core of the sound. Okay? They're the ones that are out of the cone and causing some issues vocally at the beginning. So get the tenors to sing more core in the sound, and that will tighten up for you. Okay?
Okay.
Right. I hope I explained core.
Yes, I
okay, good.
I've heard this from the
okay,
director
great.
Too,
so. Just the ensemble just was not unified at the beginning. Probably could have set a slightly higher level had you been unified, but we're not there. Okay. Chorus one, If I Had My Way. Overall, we had a nice presence of sound. Things are starting to happen, and the chorus is getting comfortable. You're settling into what you need to be doing, and you're delivering the product. Okay, so good job. We get to the part, though, that says, just for you, just for you, just for you. Mm-hmm. We get heaviness in the voice. So we want to be careful that as we deliver our product, that our vocal quality doesn't change dramatically unless it's exactly what the director wants. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he's calling for heaviness here.
No.
Okay? It needs lift. And part of that's just going to be refreshing the body and refreshing the singer.
Breast support,
all that stuff that goes with good core and good tall posture and forward resonant math key placement. We have some good stuff happening at Every Day. They have Every Day, Every Day, that part. Mm-hmm. That was the best stuff in the whole song. Good stuff. I want you to listen to that. Find out what you're doing. It's the best chords of the whole song. Very nice. Okay. We have a chord progression in barbershop, and I know your director probably knows, it's the flat 6-7 chord. If we're in the key of C, it would be A flat, C, E flat, G flat. Okay, when that progression happens, the baritones are taking the root on the C, but they're slightly under the tonal center because the chord actually causes that note to be lifted, and they're not lifting the pitch to make that chord in tune. So this is for the director. When the chorus is singing a flat 6-7, whoever has the third on the tonic of the key, it needs to be lifted. Because that's a functional hallmark of the barbershop society. And if that isn't there, the chord just doesn't tune well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So make sure that happens. It's the relationship of the tonal center to the third of that chord. And it actually needs to be higher than the tonal center. Okay? Work for tonal clarity in the chorus. And I'm speaking globally now. All sections and all parts need to work for tonal clarity. Now, what do we mean by that? Again, go back to core and the sound. Go back to just good singing posture. Go back to good visceral support. And just making sure that everybody's...
Unit sound.
Make sure that everybody's zoned into the sound around them and making sure that every section is creating ensemble unity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Critical to this kind of style
and
this kind of song. All right, that's it for the first song. Second song, Sweet Georgia Brown. Three really good things right off the bat. Good energy level, good faces, and I think you're selling the song. So, good job. Okay? The basses are not as unified on this song at the beginning as the other sections. Basses are the ones having a little trouble. When the core of the sound gets breathy, and there's too much air and not enough tone.
We wanted a smoky tone to this.
Okay.
This is a sexy...
It takes away from the emotional content and the delivery of the song. I would, rather than doing it with a breathy sound, I would just do it slightly darker. I think you'll get the same result with more ping.
Sultry,
and more...
Sultry, smoky, yeah. Is what we were...
Now, I understand where you want to go, but breathiness takes ping out of the tone.
Okay.
And it doesn't come across as well. Your choice, I understand.
Yeah.
I think if you were a 120-man chorus, that would work for you. Mm-hmm. You're not a 120-man right. chorus. My comment is turn more air into tone. Because you don't have the horses to not do that.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be at a disadvantage if you don't turn it into tone.
Okay.
Some basses are throaty and not efficient in their production. So we have to just make sure that whoever's working with the bass section is, number one, a good teacher. Number two, a good vocal model. Number three, well-respected so that his message gets across.
Sure.
Okay? Make sure that all the basses are on the same page vocally so that they don't get that heavy throatiness. It's all got to be up front and in the mask and just nice and pingy.
Heard this before, too.
Yeah, okay. Chorus one, Sweet Georgia Brown, nice tempo. No gummy, dun, da, 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 da. Had nice hairpins on Sweet. You know what hairpins are. It's the crescendo, decrescendo,
yes.
on a
yeah.
work. Okay?
Work.
Good hairpins. You understand
yes.
what hairpins are. Good job. Okay. However, the chorus is not enunciating together.
Okay.
We're singing the notes, we're singing the words, but we're not enunciating the word sounds together.
Mm-hmm.
Not everything is firing at the exact moment.
It gets muddy.
Okay. So it can get muddy, yes. It creates mushiness.
Yeah.
Okay. Mushiness is a little different than muddiness.
Yeah.
Muddiness is a darker quality, I think. It's just a little mushy, okay? Everything's got to be hot. No gal maid has got a shade on Sweet. Get the S's really hot. We don't talk about how hot an S. Mm-hmm. We don't want, no gal maid has got a shade on Sweet. We don't want to gloss over the S's. Got a shade on Sweet. Do you hear how that can help you?
Mm-hmm.
Get all those consonants to be really hot. You can still sing legato and sing spicy hot consonants,
okay?
That'll spice up your line a little bit, okay?
About 2 minutes.
Thank you. Overall, it needs more linear flow. Get back to core in the tone. Get back to consonants and word sounds sizzling. Get them really hot. Sometimes when that happens, we stab at pitches. There's some little stabbing here and there, and there's too much to laundry list, because we don't want a laundry list. That's not my job.
Mm-hmm.
I would bore you to death.
Yeah,
you get the point.
Yeah.
We don't want a laundry list. I was a little confused at the stomp. I was kind of... There's a nice opportunity for a stomp, and you didn't do that. And that's okay. That's your choice. But I thought that's where you were going with the setup. Do you see where the problem was?
The end of the song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah?
We were kind of a swing in it.
Yeah, you were setting me up to swing it, and you mm-hmm. didn't swing it.
Yeah.
That's why I was sort of let down a little
mm-hmm.
bit.
Okay? So we got to go a little further.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Overall, make sure the bass color is absolutely unified, because that's your biggest issue vocally, I think, in the chorus. Get the bass color unified. And just make sure that all the singers in the chorus have a really, really good command of... you know, their voice and what they're delivering and their vocal posture. If I were to say to you, what is a vocal posture? Again, it just gets back to core. Good tall posture,
mm-hmm.
good modeling in the mouth, everything firing inside the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's good vocal posture.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody's on board with that model.
Mm-hmm.
We need to create that model in this chorus.
Okay.
So get together with your section leaders and define what a good vocal model would be for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And always teach to that, because if you start to teach to that, your culture will change.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really how choruses get better, is that you change the culture.
Okay, you gotta wrap it up now.
Well, we're rushing us through this.
Thank
nice
you.
To meet you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you bet.
Thank you very much.
You
did. Thank you.
Saint Croix. You came in eighth?
Yes.
Are we happy?
Nope.
Okay.
We went sixth.
You went in sixth?
We wanted sixth.
Oh, you wanted sixth. Okay. Are the scores what you're used to?
That's about where we are, and we wanted to be all in 70s.
Okay. So not too many 70 scores here. There's some. Well, you're sort of hovering there, but... Okay. 68, 69? 70-70.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I had my way, there's a pose. This is the tableau, right? And are you the director?
No.
The director is not here. I'm the music VP, and he's just
to come. Nothing else to do. So
oh, he didn't want to come.
He's in the former championship quartet,
and they've got obligations going all over the place.
Oh, I see. Okay, so so there's one. So everybody's in this pose, mm-hmm. and there's one guy on the risers going to the audience while they're applauding.
Oh.
And I thought, well, that I thought I should mention it to you.
Yeah.
And you'll see it on your video who it is. But there's one guy, and I thought, well, that just takes it away from this little vignette you've set up, right? So, it has here. I had here everybody's sad, and then there's a change. Mm-hmm. And is that the meaning of the line?
Yes.
I used to be.
We're sad. We used to be. We have all this stuff until you.
Then you
came
my way.
You came my way.
And turned into day or whatever it was.
Okay.
It's happy.
Right.
That's where the transition was from going.
It's a continuum of change. It doesn't just go. It's not a light switch, right? Chink chink.
Well, yes and no. It's from sad light switch to happy, and then it builds from there as the course.
Oh, I see. What would happen if it was like? I used to be the first one to cry. Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah. When I think what tomorrow would bring.
When I think what tomorrow would bring.
Then you came.
Okay, so watch this. I used to be the first one to cry. When I think what tomorrow would bring. Then you came my way. Turn night into day.
That was our plan.
Well, that didn't happen.
Right, okay, we didn't execute.
Okay.
The plan was supposed to be on that breath just before it.
Right. Right.
We were supposed to come up on that one, and then as the phrase started, we were supposed to start smiling. And we've been working on it.
Okay.
You know,
it's art.
Maybe you'll get there, maybe it won't.
And we're all not musical theater people, and we don't have eight shows a week, and
amateurs.
Work 10 hours. So I get it. Yeah. I get it. Okay. This is hard, because you have some guys that look absolutely devastated. You have one or two who look like somebody shot their mother in the face.
This is the beginning of
this. Oh, yeah. And into the, just in this intro, it looks like somebody shot their mother in the face and they don't know how they're going to live the rest of their life. Okay. It's like.
Yeah. Oh.
And I'm going, oh my gosh, this is like, it's like emotional vomit mm-hmm. that I don't want to see. You know, nobody likes to see that. We want to see emotion. Evoking, empathetic thing. We want to have empathy for that person, but we don't want to see emotional vomit. Nobody likes that. Okay. So there's just a couple. You'll see them in the video probably that are doing that, and that's a little off-putting. This is a general thing. Held note singers need to know the emotional content of what the others are saying while they're holding a note.
Okay, because sometimes there's a different message coming through while that post is going on. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, and they're just going, and this guy's going, and my dog died on Thursday. And they're all going, So that's worse than it really is. But that concept of why, make sure that the held note singers know that there's something else going on, and they have to look like that
what's
message.
Going on?
Yeah.
Tell that story.
That's yeah, exactly. Or
as it evolves.
Exactly. Or it looks funny.
Yeah.
And then we don't, it's not as believable.
Yeah.
Okay? About 3/4 of the way through, maybe 2/3 of the way through, I'm not sure, it stopped developing emotionally. It had gone, it was nothing else new happening. It was not a continuous development of story. The story got to a certain point and then it kind of flatlined and just stayed there to the end. I'm not talking about volume. Does this make sense to you at all?
I'm just wondering where it is. Is this where the leads had that pickup chest for
you? I don't know. I don't know.
Your queen on the throne. There's a climax in the song that's kind of...
That's
way before the tag.
2/3 into the song almost is where the climax is. I mean, where the biggest point, the biggest statement is about 2/3 into the song.
Okay.
And then it was pretty loud there. and pretty solid.
It might be before that.
Okay.
But it kind of stopped. From my perspective, it was going along, and it just hit a wall, and then it didn't go anymore.
Okay.
It just stopped.
For the entire song.
It just stopped.
Yeah. I'm guessing it was fed just for you, just for you.
And that was about where we are.
Maybe, and then it didn't go anywhere else. It just stayed there, and it just flatlined through there. Flatlined, not like dead flatlined, but just plateaued and stayed.
I think Matt might have an opinion on, because he's going to know. Our director is going
to. Okay, he'll know where it is then. Okay. Cool. Okay. Song two, Sweet Georgia Brown. The intro needs to feel more sexy. So I'm biased because I sang this when...
About 2 minutes.
Thanks. No. I sang this when the harmonizers won.
Did it sound breathy?
What's that?
Did it sound breathy?
Sultry? That's how we...
No.
We wanted sultry, smoky.
I didn't feel that. No, so I always look at the opportunities because I sang it with the chorus that won internationals with it. And... It was drilled into us that, you know, bang, 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 bang. And I'm not penalizing you for that. I just know there's opportunities in it because we had them beat into our heads. And so that intro, I'm not saying you have to do it like the harmonizers did. I'm just saying it could use a sexier feel. You know, she just got here yesterday. Oh, yeah. And da 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 da. Because I'm telling my buddies about who she is and how cool she is. And I'm sexy, too. And that's why she wants to follow me around. I mean, whatever it is, you know, but it needed to feel sexy, not just look sexy. Okay. Chorus. Some folks have no sense of physical rhythm. They just wiggle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not a good dancer.
Right, so they just wiggle, you know, and it's, you know...
It's this is your space. You know, you own it.
Yeah.
Without any defined choreography.
Right, so what you might do, here's an idea. What you might do is you might... do you have a practice in a big hall?
Yes.
You might just let everybody be on the floor, and they get to just do whatever they want. For a couple times through the song, not even looking at each other, just go feel the song, go find a place and start feeling it and allow yourself to move. And what does that feel like? And what does that look like? And then let's put you back on the risers and see what happens. Because I feel like we're all Lutheran altar boys sometimes, and it's like
time to move.
Okay, you know, let yourself feel stuff. I really liked the not much well, that contrast. A not much well. That was great.
Did you like that with our interaction up there?
I think so. Okay. I remember that caught my eye.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't believe it. No gal mate has got a shade on sweet Georgia Brown. Wow, she buy clothes at fashion shows with $1 down. Oh boy, tip your hats. Oh joy, she's the cat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a better gesture. Oh boy, tip your hats. Oh joy, she's the cat. Mm-hmm. Meow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Red hot, missed opportunity. Tag, missed opportunity. Need more energy into the tag. Yeah. It kind of fizzles out.
We're way late.
Cool. So are you guys part of the music team then, or?
John is
the music VP.
You're just the hanger-outer. That's all right. Perfect. So this is, my name is Jordan Travis. This is the singing category. Just briefly, tell me a little bit about the chorus. Because it's my first time to Land O'Lakes, so tell me a little bit about the chorus.
Well, I've only been there for 3 years myself, as he has.
We've sung the choruses.
And
so you know the process, you know the drill a bit.
Yeah.
You know. Good.
And this is, I think, the third contest that we've had Sweet Georgia Brown in. This is the first contest that we've used If I Had My Way. We changed that song.
Okay.
The ballad this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a very competent director, and we've just got a bunch of average singers.
Great.
And that's what we've got to work with.
Awesome. So it's how do we step it up to that next level?
Let's move that's up a little.
Fantastic. Okay.
One thing that I want to talk about for sure is,
please.
Is on Sweet Georgia Brown, but I want to talk more about If I Had My Way, because, but Sweet Georgia Brown, the singing category, that's what we're at here.
Yes.
Is we were 68, 69 on the last contest.
Okay.
And I'm wondering what transpired to knock this down to 64 and 65?
Sure. Well, I can tell you, I can't tell you about the last contest.
No, I mean right now.
No, I understand.
What's going on here?
So for me, there is a lot more. So from the first song to the second song, because that's what I can talk about. That's what I heard and know. There is a lot more fraying happening in the song, meaning when we get to ends of phrases and things like that. Not finishing, and it's kind of fraying the sound. When you listen to the DVD, listen specifically to that, and also listen to a lot of the louds. And in a song like this, there's a lot of moments of nice, big, full, loud singing. And that's not a bad thing in any way, but I think you'll notice in those moments some fraying happening, meaning the section unity isn't together. We're starting to get some individual voices coming out of the texture of the chorus, and it's not maintaining the cohesiveness that I thought you did with the previous song. Okay. So that's why we came down a little bit. The other thing that this song, it's indicative of the arrangement, is a trap of the arrangement that's really hard, but there's a lot of Tu la fi paroso ni sweet Georgia Brown, and it kind of
Brown.
Yeah, and these are things you're probably working on, but I would imagine, and I may be totally off base here, but if it's a song that the chorus has worked on for a number of years, sometimes it's difficult to and I know this too from as a chorus competitor and a director, it's sometimes difficult to re-inspire those things and change. Those habits are ingrained, and sometimes when you start to sing new material, we start to see the scores rise. And you said, if I had my way, is much newer, and suddenly those were the higher of our two. So I can't, like I said, I can't speak for other contests, but those are some of the things that I heard differently from one song to the next.
Okay.
If that's fair.
Now I want to switch back to the first song,
perfect.
Because I know we're going to use that one more.
Yeah. So I felt that this song was more of an uphill climb for the chorus. So meaning... when it started off, it was just felt a little bit hesitant, and it just didn't have the... And I understand the mindset the chorus was getting in, and I know Matthew was kind of looking down to the audience rather than to the chorus, which also makes it sometimes difficult and things like that. But I would say that it just... It felt like the chorus's sound wasn't there from the beginning. And when you listen to the recording, when it goes to "Then you came my way," obviously everything picks up. But you'll notice that something different, even about the vocal characteristics of the Men on the Risers, meaning it had more of a ringy characteristic. Now, I understand the beginning is supposed to be down, but one of the hallmarks of Barbershop is lock and ring. And even during the gloomy bits, we need to maintain that lock and ring. So when I said it had an uphill climb, it felt like when you listen to the recording, you're going, wait a minute, is that us? And then as the song progressed, the song got better and better and better and better. But that's, you know, generally at the beginning of the song is where all of us are trained to kind of zone in and go, okay, where is this chorus sitting? And I would love that beginning to be much higher, as I'm sure you would. And I think that would contribute a lot. How do we do that? There's some singing that tends to get a little swallowed, and specifically from the basses. So as a section, stuff you're working on, obviously, but keep working on that, get that sound more forward without it getting nasally or honky. But yeah, we don't want heavy, but a difference of and one of the exercises I love to do is that, and get the guys to feel the extremes, even all the way to the nasally, and then most basses, I don't know what it is, it's an ear thing, they love to sing with more of that pharyngeal space, that throat space.
I feel the resonance in my chest.
There you go. And we need more of that head voice in the mix. That's it.
In the mask.
In the mix. And I don't want you to imagine, okay, now I'm going to collapse this and get this, because that's going to get that. Ha! We don't want that. We want both. See, cake and eat it too kind of guy.
In the last contest, the baritones were doing this.
Yeah, that kind of sound?
No.
Oh, the woofy.
Yep.
Okay. So basses overall, we need that. One thing that I wrote down, just because I know it's not my category... There's a fellow that you have in the third row, right in the middle. He has the best face in the chorus.
Look at that. Make a note of that, John.
Yeah. The middle third row up. fantastic. I said he has it. Check, check, check. It's really good. He has. He's bald.
But I'm not sure.
He's bald.
Kind of tall and lanky.
Yeah, ish.
I bet it's Randy Thorson, but I'm not sure.
Anyway, so it was just like your eyes when you look up.
But right in the middle.
Right in the middle. And I was sitting just to the right, so but right in the middle, pretty close to the middle, third row. And it was just like, I'm going to zone into this person because he's a magnet. No, I don't know.
Okay.
Whatever he's saying, he was just a magnet.
Okay.
So whatever he's doing, he has it. And he would definitely be somebody who, regardless of ability or anything like that, you may want at some point to bring in front of the chorus
and match
because how does this affect singing? This affects singing dramatically because when we're all in the same mental game, we're all going to be producing things in a similar way. Bottom line though, underlying thing, more substance than artistry. The artistry that you're doing is great. I don't want to negate that, but I need substance to back it up. And when I say substance, I'm talking about lock and ring. I'm talking about barbershop. So what's that going to stem from? It's going to stem from expansion, and expansion is going to stem from a ringy tone that has the space behind it. And the biggest section that needs to grow is the basses, but everyone needs to continue contributing in that fashion. And I think that's going to... I wrote the word throne, check, 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 tag, check, check, check. So that's what I said. It grew all the way to the end. It grew all the way to the end. And was very exciting. I just want that excitement right from the beginning.
Okay.
So, I hope that helps a bit.
Who would be asking for the written AO?
I'm going to